In some ways, the crisis at the border has shades of the Me Too movement, although now these women are dealing with being separated from their children. Sarah Elizabeth Dill is part of a team of lawyers from Northern Virginia who deployed for several days to Texas and interviewed hundreds of parents who were desperate to find their children.
Every single woman that I spoke to had been sexually assaulted. Many of them talked about how their daughters had been raped, girls as young as 10 years old.
Those women were fleeing horrible situations in Guatemala and Honduras, but now they've got a new tragedy to face. U.S. immigration officials have taken their children away to unknown locations. Cyrene Chabaya says all of the immigrants she talked to detailed horrible situations that caused them to make the treacherous journey to America.
But then when it came to sort of that last question that they were holding on to for the very end, kind of looking in our eyes, afraid to ask the question, saying, "Where's my child? When can I talk to my child?" That seemed to be the moment when they really broke down.
The group of Virginia lawyers first organized at Dulles Airport during the opening days of the Muslim travel ban. They decided then that they would remain ready to deploy again when needed. I'm Michael Pope.